Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. We're glad you're here. Shakespeare once famously penned the words, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." Nice words, but not so fast, Will. Today, my buddy Nick and I talk about the power of nomenclature and the importance of names. Listen in as we draw from our own personal histories to prove Shakespeare wrong. We will prove that if you change the name, things are going to start to smell a little different. Check it out. Charlie and I started at SAC at the same time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And my ascent to the ensemble was a little quicker than his and from different angles, right? Because he's really the best tech we have. He's a tech master. John Valinas was fantastic, technically fantastic, wonderful. But Charlie, man, his heart for the show and how much he really just wants to play in and enjoy improv with his friends, it's like you can feel it on the stage. But to see that door open and to see Charlie and Amber totally making out, I was happy for both of them because I was like, they look really happy and really into each other. Little did I know that later I would be officiating their wedding.
Aww.
And I did. And it was one of my favorite weddings to officiate because there was such genuine love there between them. And they really didn't put a lot of pressure on me one way or the other. It was a nice wedding, funky groomsmen outfits, all different versions of Doctor Who. All the different outfits.
And iterations,
they were cool.
Yeah, that's
right.
Fun.
They were fun. And there were my friends like Adam Bellis and Simon McDonald, other people that I did improv with that were in his party.
Aww.
I didn't know many of her bridesmaids, I don't think. But anyways, nice little evolution. And I'm drinking out of their glass, so I'm going to raise a toast right now to my friend Charlie.
That is their wedding glass with your A&W zero sugar root beer.
So good. And this is, it's Chambers Wedding. Chambers Robot Wedding is the hashtag.
Nice.
Chambers, because it's Charlie and Amber's.
Okay. So yeah, that's right? Not their last
Chambers.
Name.
Chambers is really.
That should be your last name once you get married. Your last name should just be your couple name.
You know something? I agree with that. And I kind of.
Because yours would be Batty or Pob.
Batty's better, I think.
Yeah.
Gives you a little more of an idea.
Bob Batty. Nice to meet you.
Bob Batty. That's a little.
How
much.
Can I help you?
Too much. I originally thought I was going to change my name to Cantillocagis, and Patty was going to be Cantillocagis, and we were going to have the same last name, and our kids were going to be Cantillocagis.
Yep.
Because the Cantillo family are all girls. That's it. Bob Cantillo was an only child. That's her dad, and the grandfather to my children. And then there were three girls. So the Cantillo name itself, although the Cantillo genes will live on into infinity.
Yeah.
You know, the name doesn't go anywhere from this particular arm of the family. So I thought it would be nice, except for then I learned that I couldn't be a junior. And when I shared the concept with my father, he was crushed by it. And you have to think, it takes a little bit of ego to name your child exactly after
the same
you
name.
And add junior,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It is striving for immortality in kind of a different way, right? And so I was missing that. When I brought it to him and said, "Hey, Dad, when I get married to Patty, I'm going to change my name to Cantillo Cogis." He's like, "Well, can you still legally be Robert Gerard Codges Jr.? Is that just what you're going to call yourself?" And I'm like, "No, legally, I'm going to change it to that." He goes, "Well, then you wouldn't be a junior." And it was like, oh, yeah. Well, it was never that important to me to be a junior, I'll be honest with
right.
you.
Right.
It kind of got me beat up in grade school. So, you know, that was the exact thing. And when people found out what my middle name was, what is your middle name?
John.
John. Oh, that's so like.
It's so easy. Nick John George.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like the Greekest name.
John George, you have like three names?
No, Nick, no, no. Georgudiou.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, yeah. So dad is John Nicholas.
Ah, okay.
And my grandfather was Nicholas John, and his father was John Nicholas. And so
It
went back and forth for a while.
I didn't know that. That's yeah. Well, how do you feel about being a part of that tradition?
Fine. I mean, it's an interesting tradition. We didn't continue it with our kids. And so that bothered my dad at first, but then...
Then
you know,
he realized they weren't his kids?
I think that he realized that, and that also, like, that was the, you have to, it was almost like the personality was there, was that kid couldn't have been a John.
I love, well, don't
for
you find,
sure.
Aren't there some people that you look at and you're like, you meet
that's
someone
a
named
Philippe.
Peggy? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, or it's a Peggy and you're like, you know, I don't,
you're
I'm
not a Peggy.
I'm not getting Peggy out of you. I'm going to call you this.
Yeah.
Patty and I saw this adorable show. It was the life story of Steve Irwin. As I say, adorable show. There was an adorable moment in the show where his daughter, Bindi, is being introduced to her daughter, her son, Robert. And they're like, Betty, this is your brother, Robert. Don't you love her? Don't you love him? And she's like, that's Brian. I like Brian. And they're like, no, his name is Robert, though. His name is Robert, Bindi. He's your little brother, Robert. And she goes, yeah, but I'm going to call him Brian. She, and this was a trait of her. And it was so innocent and so like sweet that this kid is just make her just her mind up that, no, I'm going to call him this. It's okay. Yeah. I know he's Robert, but to me, he's Brian.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. This episode reminds me that we should make more of an effort not to rename people necessarily, but to add names, nicknames, terms of endearment, maybe some titles. The cool ones, though, not like Lord and Lady, like Earl or Brigadier General. Have a great day, Colonel Honey Skipping Stone. That might be too long.